You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. Have you had a package taken off your porch? In South Carolina, a group of lawmakers is going to get serious about it. They have produced a bill they call the Defense Against Porch Pirates Act, and it came with a penalty of 5 years in prison. The group has decided to rethink things. They're going to maybe work on the penalties a little bit more and eliminate 5 years mandatory in prison. Raja Krishnamoorthy, the congressman from the Northwest Suburbs, is on the phone line. 5 years for stealing off someone's porch. What do you think, Congressman?
My goodness. I think that all I can say is those porch thieves, need to be deterred and discouraged in some way, and they need to be held accountable.
The good news is
I've seen too many videos of these things happen.
Yeah, the good news is the packages are actually being delivered on the porches, right? Which is more than what we can say for our mail in the mailboxes.
Well, nice segue. Very good segue to my hearing today. And you're absolutely right. I think what's happening with the USPS. I'm receiving literally hundreds, if not thousands, of complaints at this point about, medications missing, checks in the mail missing, and of course, people are, just completely fed up and just angry that the USPS is where it is right now.
So the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, was before a House committee you sit on, and he was talking about his ideas to reform the post office, but you brought up the mail service, correct? How did that go?
It was testy, I'll be honest with you. There was no joy in his questioning
all
of
right.
Mr. DeJoy. sorry to be funny there.
I think I deserve it.
Here's the scoop, which is that since Mr. DeJoy took over, two-day first-class mail, that's kind of the type of mail that usually arrives within 2 days of sending it from one part of Chicago to another part of Chicagoland, let's just say, has gone from basically 90% on-time delivery down to 70%. This is a national statistic. And then non-local mail, which is supposed to arrive 3 to 5 days, has gone from roughly 80% on-time performance to now 40% on-time performance. And the change was when Mr. DeJoy instituted all kinds of delivery changes. And, I can go through some of them if you'd like.
Well, let's just
suffice it to say that they're a disaster.
This came up before the election, right? And there were allegations that DeJoy was trying to slow down the delivery of mail-in ballots and all of that stuff. But it's bigger than that, in that he's got this idea is he trying to restructure because the post office isn't making money, or what's behind this?
I think it's partially incompetence, quite frankly, and not understanding what his customers, namely the taxpayers and Americans, want. I'll just give you one example, Steve. One of the first changes that he instituted was to, quote unquote, make sure that the trucks, the delivery trucks that we all see, run on time, that they leave at the same exact time every day from every post office to start their routes. The problem is that the volume of packages changes every day. And so sometimes the processing facilities and then the post offices need more time to sort the mail and get the mail on the trucks so that you have a complete delivery for a route. Well, because he ran those trucks on time, a lot of times those trucks were half full or even empty, and packages and mail was left literally on the docks of the post offices and mail sorting facilities, and it would get backed up for days.
All right. So when you confronted him,
to run the trucks on time, the mail didn't arrive on time.
So when you confronted him with this, what was his response?
First, he disputed the data. I put up a chart from the Washington Post illustrating all this. He said, "You shouldn't be using the Washington Post as your source of information." And then he really lost it when I pointed out that the source for the Washington Post data was the USPS. And so he just completely lost it during my questioning. But so he doesn't have the temperament or the competence to do the job. And I think that it's time that he be relieved from his duties.
Well, and that's tricky, right? Because the post office is quasi-governmental. He's hired by the postal board. So it's not like John Lausch. It's not like the U.S. attorney here who President Biden can ask for his resignation or not ask for it. He can't necessarily ask for DeJoy's resignation or demand it.
That's absolutely right. There's something called the Board of Governors, which is like their board of directors. And there are three vacancies on that board. President Biden nominated three people to fill those vacancies today. They're subject to Senate confirmation. But once they are confirmed, my guess is that as a body, they will decide to go in a different direction with the Postmaster General.
So again, and he's talking about actually slowing down the mail further, right, in order to make ends meet?
It's crazy. It's crazy. He actually wants to get rid of two-day delivery of local mail. You can't call it first-class treatment or first-class service if you can't get a letter delivered in 2 days within a certain city. And so basically what he's trying to do is he's trying to just say the new standard of delivery is late mail. And so get used to it. And that's unacceptable. We're not going to stand for that.
Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy talking about the U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy today. Hey, we just had Robin Kelly on the show. She wants to be the next party chairman for you Democrats. Are you with her?
I have so many friends running for party chair right now. I've lost count. But all I can say is I'm glad that there's a big change. And change is in the air, and it's needed right now.
Congressman, it's great to talk to you. Be well. We'll talk again.
Yes, sir. You too.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720. Let's check traffic. Here's Mary.